With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
9-point lead, and you sense Curry and the Warriors moving in for a little bit of a kill here. Steph in his bag. Deep! Like the fries were at the bottom.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Oku has been handling the point. He's going to keep it himself. Straight away three, and he knocks it down.
That is a big-time shot by him.
Kuz pulls up, throws it off the backboard, and dunks it. Kuzma just threw an alley-oop to himself. He threw it off the backboard, Michael. Ran at it. Nobody got to him, and he dunked it.
The old LeBron and Tracy McGrady play.
Yeah, I've only seen a handful of guys do that ever.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Lillard, another launch. It is good. So Lillard determined to get the Blazers into the playoffs.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Brandon Sprague alongside my co-host Andy Dirt Johnson.
What is happening?
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy weekend, everybody. I discovered the anecdote to not have any side effects to your second COVID shot. I figured it out.
I don't know what that is.
It's been scientifically studied. I peer-reviewed it. I tested it on myself and it worked out. You eat two pieces of cold pizza before the shot.
Okay.
And then the evening of, they tell you it starts kicking about 12 hours later. You have four beers. Exactly four beers. Not more, not less. Four beers on the dot.
Okay.
And it'd be perfectly fine. No issues at all.
Okay. Good to know.
You know, I got my second poke this weekend. I was a little nervous. Waking up on Sunday thinking I was going to be in pain. Wasn't in any pain, and I contemplated telling the wife that I was in pain and milking it all day, like a kid in school that doesn't want to go.
You were going to lie about it?
I contemplated. No. I was like, I could get something good out of this. This could be a good day for me. And then I thought, you know what, I kind of want to go get some mulch and spread it around the backyard. So I decided to not do that. I figured it would backfire on me.
I weirdly took a lot of pride in not having any symptoms after my second one.
I did too, but I feel like, don't they say that means you don't have a great immune system? Isn't that what it is? I thought I read that. That if you have a stronger immune system, you react more adversely because your immune system is fighting it stronger.
I would say based on everybody that I know that's had it and had effects, that is an incorrect statement.
Not true.
Not true at all.
I love the fact, because I told some buddies I was going to get it. I had one person in the group chat say, I felt nothing. I got drunk that night. It was totally fine. And then another buddy who said he was in bed for an entire day the next day and couldn't move. I was like, all right, sweet. This could go one direction or the other, and I hope it goes the good direction.
Was that a friend that you would classify has a better immune system as you?
I would say he probably has a good immune system. He's in good shape.
But better?
Yeah, no, maybe.
Where did you read that?
That's what my science friends are telling me.
Science friends?
That's what my science friends are telling me.
You gotta name names. Science friends,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, because the virus, you fight the virus, the stronger your immune system is. So, and that's what causes you to feel sick.
But I don't get sick almost ever.
You feel attacked right now. It's okay. I'm not telling you that you have a bad immune system. I'm not telling you that.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was if you don't feel any symptoms, it probably just means your system and the virus don't... they're not enemies the way other people's are. And then, too, I thought, yeah, it was a correlation with immune system. You know, now you're blowing my mind and you're making me feel like I am an idiot. for thinking what I thought.
I don't think it's 100% accurate that if you don't have symptoms, that means you have a crappy immune system or there's something wrong with you that you don't know about. That's just what I've heard from time to time. People say that if you, the other thing could be, I'd imagine, if you don't feel symptoms, it made me wonder if I had had it before. Because I think all of us had one of those things in the last year and a half where you got sick, whether it was at the time or before we knew what COVID was. And you kind of wondered back, like, man, I wonder if I had it. Because I remember I got back at the beginning of 2020 from the Rose Bowl from L.A. And I felt super sick in January, like right at the start of the year. And then you find out like a month and a half later, this is going on and then the world shuts down. It did make me wonder if I had had it. And I already had some antibodies in my system.
Yeah, there's an NPR article basically saying if you don't feel bad about it.
But yeah, you're going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
Some people prefer to feel the symptoms.
Right.
I don't know.
Because I think they say that means that your immune system is working stronger to get rid of it. I don't know what the hell we're talking about. But I didn't have any symptoms and I ate two pieces of pizza. So if you're looking for advice, that's what you got to do.
I'm just going to assume my body kicked the virus's ass and was like, nah, we're not going to feel nothing on this.
Nothing's in my system, though.
Saturday, it hit. 2 weeks.
You've been in 2 weeks, man. You take that mask off. You're going to be walking into stores, flying the peace sign.
I mean, if the store says no mask, I'm going to rock no mask. If it says wear mask, I'm going to put a mask on. It's not really a complicated situation.
It's going to feel amazing, man. It's going to feel amazing.
I was hanging out yesterday. I went and got some food, and there was a certain church that just walked in entirely with no mask.
There we go.
Like,
baby.
All right.
All right. Service time. Let's do this.
I guess everybody's cool with this.
That's been the case for a long time. Everybody's kind of had their own rules. And I've always wondered that. Like, what is the governing body on policing what businesses do?
I don't think there is.
Because I've heard a lot of stories about businesses that have kind of stayed open and done things, maybe put some stuff over the window so you can't see in.
Like I've seen some businesses in Oregon City do that. They've tinted their windows.
They find ways to cut corners because what are you going to have, like some dude pull up in a Prius from Salem? It's like, hey, no. You guys got to shut down. Like, that's not going to happen.
Hell, I don't even think cops will do anything. They're like, whatever.
They're not going to police anything.
That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, you got your gathering limits. Like, we could have had the wedding last summer after all, man. We should just throw it in a big field.
I mean, yeah, you could have, had we known the outdoor thing.
Yeah, I don't think any county officials are going to show up and arrest us and take us to jail.
Look at you. You derailed Blazer playoff basketball talk to tell us that you ate cold pizza and drank beer.
I was fired up about that. I was really nervous. I was going to get super sick, and I didn't feel anything. So I'm feeling good about that.
Twygaard, you got your second shot, right?
Yeah, I got my second shot. My 2 weeks were up 2 weeks ago. It was a month ago.
Feel symptoms?
Not a damn thing.
So you have a weak immune system, too.
Look at that. We all have terrible immune systems. Congratulations,
I don't know.
Boys.
I haven't been sick, and I can't remember how long.
That's what I'm saying. Are you buying this? I feel like this dude's just throwing out
really
he has
not.
One nerd in
my
his
dad,
life.
Who had a heart attack and was recuperating, was pretty wiped out all day the next day after we got our second shots.
Mm. Yeah, because there's
that means he has a strong immune system. It means he's stronger than us.
I love how angry this is making you.
I don't know why that bothers me. Well, that kind of does bother me.
I don't buy that narrative because, as you mentioned, all the people that had serious effects seem to be people that get sick frequently.
No, it's actually the opposite. Most old people don't have any symptoms from the shots. It's usually young people that get symptoms it's the youth that gets sick from the shot.
Well, maybe we're old now.
Almost every old person that I know.
You tell me I'm old every day.
Well, I know you're old. I'm talking about myself here. Maybe I'm old.
13-year-old kid shoot 68 out at Forest Hills playing with me yesterday.
Swag lost and golfed to a 13-year-old this weekend. You know what? Sometimes you just shrug your shoulders and say he's a phenom.
It's going to happen from time to time.
He's going to be on the Corn Ferry Tour in 3 years.
Watch out for him.
Yeah. He dropped his name like I was going to remember it. I love it, man.
Yeah.
It must have been amazing.
Young Grady, thanks for playing with me.
Yeah, he's listening to the show right now.
He probably is.
His dad's a big fan.
13 years old playing from the Blues.
That's
good
impressive
God.
Stuff, man. It's impressive stuff.
I just started doing that now.
Yeah. You're that old, you're playing from the Blues, and you're hitting it a long ways. That's a pretty cool thing.
Also not feeling any symptoms from the second COVID shot. I guess all these things are pointing to me being an old guy now.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's
black socks and Birkenstocks for you, baby.
Isn't it weird what bothers you? I don't know why that when you made that comment, I was
very,
like, wow.
You're very angry about this.
Okay.
I need somebody that knows what the hell they're talking about to back me up.
Well, I'm reading this NPR article while you guys are talking, and it's really kind of a back and forth. There's some people that just believe it's better to feel symptoms, and there's a lot of people that say it doesn't mean anything, and it doesn't mean your body's not taking in the vaccine the way it should.
No, I don't think it means much at all.
I think it's just a crapshoot, to be honest with you.
Yes.
I think it's, it is what it is. Some people will feel it, some people don't.
I think the main idea has come from the fact that most people who don't feel symptoms are old. They're like older people don't, like my parents got it and they didn't feel a damn thing. Like it was just a sore arm for 2 hours and that was about it. And the most people who, the majority of people who end up getting sick and have to be in bed for a day or something like that, because some people get it really bad after the second dose. The majority of those people are younger people who you would draw the conclusion that they have a better immune system than somebody who's in their 70s.
It just, I think I let dumb things bother me. So than obvious things that should. I let the dumb things bother me.
You got very angry over that. You have a fine immune system. I'm sorry for attacking your immune system. I promise it's okay.
Well, I had this yesterday. I had scheduled an early tea time, golf, Blazer game. You can't beat that combo on a Sunday.
80 degrees outside.
I got a text reminder and it said, hey, just a confirmation, your round on Monday, May 17th at 2 p.m. is confirmed. And I thought, what?
Wait.
Monday?
Uh-oh.
Went back to my tea time scheduling. I don't know why, but I clicked a Monday, not a Sunday. Instantly had to cancel. I'm like, I'm not golfing Monday. It was Sunday or nothing. And I text into this golf group that I have. There's like 4 or 5 of us. And I text into the group, sorry, booked the wrong day. 3 of the guys on the group are golfing with me. 1 guy is out of town. He couldn't golf. That guy responded and said, ha ha. And that really got me livid. I had to put my phone down and walk away for like 20 minutes. I take my dog on a walk. That bothered me immensely. Ha ha. Dude. You only ha-ha'd me because you can't go, and now you're not going to have FOMO. I don't know why. See, that's the things that bother me. Those are the things.
Don't let that bother you.
I can't help it.
Don't let that get under your
skin. It's like when you get a little frustrated, just a little.
Sure.
And then right before you're about to get out of that frustration, somebody goes, stop being so mad. And then you're like, I'm not really mad. And like, yeah, you're being real mad. And you're like, oh, now I'm getting mad about you calling me being mad.
Stop telling me that I'm mad. I'm not mad. I promise.
It's those are the things that get me more so than anything else.
Give you a ha-ha. You couldn't golf on Sunday.
Well, it was the first response, too. It was like, I felt like an idiot. It really frustrated me. And I just get a ha-ha.
You got to own that one. I did that one time. I went to L.A. for a wedding a couple of years ago. And I had to book a rental car because we were, you know, you got to travel around in the airport where the wedding was. It's all over the map, right? So you had to book a rental car. And I got there and my dumbass booked the rental car for the day after I got into town. And so I show up and I'm like, hey, I'm here for my rental car. They're like, no, you're not. You can't get it till tomorrow. And I'm like 45 minutes of drive away. The rehearsal dinner is that night. So I had to rent a different car for an extra day. And it cost me an arm and a leg because they charge you all sorts of crazy fees and stuff for one day.
Just awful.
It's like, how dumb could I possibly be that when I'm looking at the day that I need to rent the car, I don't click the right day. I click the day after. Like, take 2 extra seconds and confirm that you have the right date.
Put it on, like, just cover my whole computer screen and says, are you sure?
Are you sure? Before
Wednesday,
you click.
Wednesday, this date.
Before you click. It's like putting furniture together. Like, maybe I should read the directions first to make sure I get it right.
Well, speaking of cars, let me throw out. You cannot get a DMV appointment.
Oh, no, you cannot.
I was scheduled to sell a car that we've had and we're trying to get rid of it. I lost the title.
Yeah.
I was so upset. I was like, where would I have put a title?
How does that happen?
I didn't even know when I got the title, but I know I had it because we paid off the car.
That's one of those things that you don't think about until you need to think about it.
And it was the day of selling the car. I text the guy like, hey, I'm sorry. Well, I go to the DMV website. Nothing. There's not one DMV location in the state that has an available appointment, and they don't even offer an appointment in the future because they're so booked out. I'm like, so sweet. I have to wait how long before I can go get a registration for a lost title?
How is it possible it's that big of a cluster? Because the wife has to go get, she has to get a new driver's license because she changed her last name and she can't get an appointment.
Well, like, open it up now.
What are we doing here?
Let me go in with a mask and sit down or, you know what I mean? Like, Let me grab a line. Let me grab a ticket in line.
I'll go sit there for 3 hours. It's okay.
Or, I'll grab a ticket. I'll run to somewhere and kill time, come back.
And by the way, to come full circle here, somebody texted in and said, literally just took immunology. Did I say that right?
You sure didn't.
Sure. Okay.
You sure didn't.
And serology. That one sounds a little
more accurate. How about you just not? He took some really hard classes. That's what it sounds 521 like.
521 at Portland State. We're talking 500 level classes here, okay? This is a big deal.
Yeah.
He said he just took them last term. So far, the data shows that there is no correlation with no symptoms in a weak immune system.
Yes.
But a reaction does indicate that you have an active immune system. So there's no, if you don't get symptoms, it's not, there's no evidence that means that you have a weak immune system. But if you get symptoms.
The symptoms mean your body is creating antibodies.
Yes.
But if you don't have symptoms, it doesn't mean your body is not.
Yes. Well, my body's so strong that it doesn't need to fight. It's like, exactly. Get out of here, bitch.
So yeah.
Backhands the virus in the face.
It doesn't have to be a negative thing, but I feel vindicated here. I feel vindicated.
We have weak immune systems. What do you want from us?
I mean, it's not a surprise for me. You're the one that should be questioning this. I'm not shocked that I have a weak immune system.
But you don't get sick. I've been your co-host for quite some time. You don't get sick.
This is true. This is true.
All right. Well, we got a good show today. I don't know if you guys heard. Portland Trailblazers are not only in the playoffs, they have a matchup.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Let's go.
Yesterday was a hell of a day. Teams trying hard and then teams not trying hard.
Do we have to put the Denver play-by-play guy on the payroll again for a month?
Yeah, we bought him booze for him coming on every day. I might have to reach out to him.
Okay.
It could be tougher now that we're a morning show and he's going to be doing probably night games.
That's true.
Turnaround there could be really difficult.
Yeah, see if he's got a recommendation
for us.
It'd be tough.
Can we sign Evan Turner for a day just to come in and flip off the Nuggets bench?
That'd be great.
Right? Just sign him for game one and just toss a couple of double birds out there.
Can we invite Rodney Hood to a game? Like, remember game four? Just hold a sign that says, game four. And we're overtime game.
Yeah, game four, man.
So we got the Nugs in round one. We'll dive into that. Some great news, I think, for most Blazer fans. We got a poll question, and geez Louise, it's overwhelming how Blazer fans feel about this matchup. Howard Beck of SI.com, Sports Illustrated, National NBA guy, is going to join us for the Daily Ticker at 7:30. But we'll start with the Morning Crunch. Dirt and Sprague, happy to be with you here on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
Pour the milk.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Did you have it?
Part of a nutritious breakfast?
Hamburgers. Hamburger. The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for the Morning Crunch. A look at the tastiest topics in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
All right, Morning Crunch brought to you in the fan by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 a month. Beaverton, Alloa Division, Vancouver. Why would you work out anywhere else? Crunch is
great.
We got a lot to get to here on the Morning Crunch.
They're stride for stride, and they're into the stretch. Medina Spirit fights on the outside. Midnight Bourbon. Rathbauer is rolling up to them. Coming by the eighth pole, it is now Rathbauer storming to the front, taking over from Midnight Bourbon. Medina Spirit has dropped back. Keep Me in Mind is fourth. Rathbauer and Flavian Pratt win the Preakness, pulling away by four on the wire.
Yeah, get that guy on a sports team. Call NBC Sports. The Preakness. Rathbauer wins. I believe Rathbauer had one of the better odds. I believe he was 5-1 going into the Preakness.
Very cool name. I think we were all rooting for Midnight Bourbon, and old Spirits needed his steroids. Didn't have him. Fell down.
Christine Sinclair, can she do it?
Canadian International, calm, cool, collected. Right by Alyssa Nair. And it's 2-0, Portland.
CBS Sports Network on that call. Christine Sinclair scores, and the Thorns beat Chicago yesterday 5-0. They weren't alone on the pitch this weekend either.
Mora chesting it down, now playing it wide. This is Williamson. He's got numbers in the area. And Larea puts Portland up 2-0.
Yeah, Anthony Passarelli, NBC Sports Bay Area. The Timbers beating the San Jose Earthquakes. 2-0.
Earthquakes. What a dumb name.
Collectively, 7-0 for the Portland soccer team.
Sometimes soccer confuses me, because didn't the Thorns just win a championship and then they started their season?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's Palmieri and Pageau into the Penguin zone. 3.5 to go here in OT. Palmieri with a shot. He scores! Palmieri, his second today, and the Islanders take game one.
Now, how about that upset? The Islanders on the road against the Pens. Brendan Burke, NBC Sports. They beat the Penguins 4-3 in OT and take game one.
Very cool win for them on the road in Pittsburgh. I'm rooting for the Islanders. I think it'd be fun to see them make a deep playoff run.
The wall it comes. Weegar wide, fires, blocked. And McDonough looking to spring the break. It's Braden Points! Scores! Braden Points, with a minute 14 left in regulation, has given the Lightning the lead.
Hell of a comeback there by the Lightning. NBC Sports Network. Without a minute 30, they had a breakaway, and they score. They win in Florida 5-4. Well, I guess you should say with the Panthers facility, because they also play in Florida and Tampa Bay. But yeah, Lightning go up 1-0.
That was a full house, man. It was good to see. I know it's weird for some people, but damn, is it fun to see a full building that's rocking and it has the old atmosphere and back.
They really don't like you. Those two teams. There was a scrum nearly at every whistle, a handful of roughing penalties. There's going to be a flat-out brawl in this before it's over.
Also cute to see the Panthers use a mountain lion as their mascot. Really confusing.
A steal, Greenway goes to work for the Wild. Centers one. Eriksson-Ek with a shot. He scores! Joel Eriksson-Ek, he's the hero. Minnesota wins game one in overtime.
Watch the face-off win.
Yeah, John Forslund, NBC Sports. Minnesota gets Wild, and they beat the Vegas Golden Knights 1-0. A bit of an upset on the road, and they go up 1-0 in the series. We're transitioning to NBA here on the Morning Crunch. And I just want to note, since our producer didn't pull it, looks like the Canucks also lost the regular season finale.
They're still playing regular season
games. No, they still got
games.
Like two more games to make up.
That makes sense.
Boy, that's
doesn't
not
it?
Weird at all for a sport to have the playoffs go while you're
Look,
still doing
the
regular season.
The playoffs were fantastic. The first three games went to overtime. Shout out to roofer Matt Dumba, too, a former Warner Hawk, plays for the Minnesota Wild. But the fact that you still have regular season games going on at the same time as your playoffs beginning, well, what are we doing here?
9-point lead. And you sense Curry and the Warriors moving in for a little bit of a kill here. Steph in his bag. Deep! Like the fries were at the bottom!
Yeah, good call there by Mark Jones, ESPN. Pivotal game in the sense of the play-in tournament. And the Grizzlies and Warriors playing for the 8th seed. Steph goes for 46. And the Warriors pull away from the Grizzlies late. Dylan Brooks fouled out. And they will play the Lakers in the 7-8 matchup.
Really fun to watch, man. He nearly had a triple-double, too. Locks up the scoring title. Brooks did a good job on him early. And then, as you mentioned, he fouled out in the second half. And this is the best outcome for the NBA, because Memphis is a gritty young team to watch. They should have no problem with San Antonio. We all wanted to see Steph versus LeBron, right? Like, that's the matchup we wanted. Now we get it. The loser of that game gets to go play the young Grizzlies. This was the best outcome for the Western Conference.
Steph Curry joined Michael Jordan as two players to be 33 or older to win the scoring championship in the NBA.
113-87, 4 minutes away from taking the number one seed. Gobert and one.
Yeah, Craig Bowler Jack on the call there, AT&T Sports, as the Jazz come back. Bit of a slow start against the Kings. They needed to win this one to secure the one seed, since Phoenix got a win, and they did that. They beat the Kings 121-99, so they'll await the winner of the 7-8-9-10.
the
loser of the winner of the winner.
Yes, sure, that sounds right.
if Memphis beats San Antonio,
And L.A. Golden State, the loser, they'll play, and then that winner will be the eight.
So likely going to be, Memphis or the loser of L.A. and Golden State. The first time that they've had the best record, at least at the end of the regular season in the NBA since 1998, which we all know what happened that year.
They choked away the NBA Finals.
They did.
Etuan raising up for the win. Cash it in for Etuan Moore. Dials it in from deep, but still 2.2 remaining.
Yeah, how about that? Bally Sports Arizona Suns TV on the call. Etuan Moore with the go-ahead three against the Spurs. I can't believe the Spurs are going to have a chance to try to play for the playoff. I will not pick them in any way. But Phoenix with that win put pressure on Utah. They ended up with the two seed, so they'll await the winner of L.A. and Golden State.
The first three play-in teams in the West are really tough. You get LeBron and AD in L.A. You get Steph Curry on the scoring title in Golden State. Memphis is a young, fun team to watch. And then you get San Antonio.
Kuz pulls up, throws it off the backboard, and dunks it. Kuzma just threw an alley-oop to himself. He threw it off the backboard, Michael, ran at it. Nobody got to him, and he dunked it.
The old LeBron and Tracy McGrady play.
Yeah, I've only seen a handful of guys do that ever.
John Ireland, ESPN 710 on the call. L.A. needed to win their game against the Pelicans. They got that job done. But they had a lot of other things they needed to go their way to avoid the play-in. They do not avoid the play-in, but they still win 110-98.
Huge shout-out to them for winning that game because it created the three-way tie scenario that Portland needed to avoid the Clippers in the first round.
Oku has been handling the point. He's going to keep it himself. Straight away three, and he knocks it down.
That was a big-time shot by him.
Yeah, Poku with the three there. Bally Sports Oklahoma Thunder TV on the call. The Thunder have been the most tanking team in the NBA.
It's a gun to a crazy level.
They lost 24 of 25, and somehow the Clippers out-tanked them to avoid the Los Angeles Lakers by any means. Funny, they talked a big game like they wanted the Lakers, and then they... push came to shove. They didn't want the Lakers, and they lose to the Thunder because of what everything happened last night with Denver losing, and they finished with the same record. Denver wins the tiebreaker, so the Clippers are the four seed in the West.
Look, the first reaction I had to this was to applaud their suctitude in the final weekend when I saw that they lost to Houston on Friday night. It's like, wait, they're doing what?
Oh, yeah.
And then I reached the realization of, like, you have two of the better players in the NBA, and you're running from a fight potentially in the first round?
They sure were.
You have that little confidence that you're tanking games against the two worst teams in the NBA to avoid playing the Lakers in the first round?
Well, and it wouldn't even have been their series.
Sure, the second round, too.
Could be the second round. If the Lakers don't beat Golden State.
Come on, Clippers.
Well, I should say if the Lakers do beat Golden State, they'll be the seven. They wouldn't see the Clippers in round two.
Until the conference finals.
That left torn ACL for the Blazers. Zach Collins, the only one unavailable. And C.J. McCollum cooking him.
He's dancing.
Lillard, another launch. It is good. So Lillard determined to get the Blazers into the playoff.
Yeah, Jordan Kent, Lamar Hurd on the call, NBC Sports Northwest. Not really much to say about this. Denver clearly didn't care about this game.
They were up by 20 at the end of the first quarter. It's like, all right, I'm going to go water the lawn.
Dame had 22, CJ 24, and Nurk with 20. So a nice little showing from your big three. Norm had 19, so he almost joined the 20-point party.
He did.
And Portland clinches a playoff seed. They're the sixth seed in the West, and they handled Denver 132 to 116. They finished 10-2 in their last 12 after their long losing streak.
Hard to imagine a better outcome. I know we'll talk a lot about it today, but you clinch the playoffs. You don't have to go to the play-in. You now get a week of rest, and you get the first round matchup that I think everybody said is the one that they wanted. And it's that you cannot come up with a better outcome for Portland than that.
Morning Crunch brought to you in the fan by our good friends out at Crunch Fitness. For more information, visit crunch.com. What a wild weekend in the NBA. Let's talk about some of the narratives we'll build into the Trailblazers too as we have their round one matchup. We'll get to that stuff next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you. Good morning. Hope your Monday is going well. The NBA play-in tournament is going to kick off tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to lead into the actual playoffs. We got a nice little dandy play-in situation with the teams involved.
I would say so. Good matchups, and it goes on basically all week after today. You get it all the way until Friday, and then the real playoffs begin on Saturday.
Yeah, it's just going to be nice to have games that are one-and-dones for some teams and a lot on the line. You got Boston, Washington, Indiana, and Charlotte as your play-in tournaments in the East. And in the West, you've got L.A., Golden State, Memphis, San Antonio in the play-in tournaments fighting for 7 and 8. So we got quite the match, but yesterday we got quite a day because there was a lot on the line for a few different teams. The Lakers needed things to break their way, and it didn't. Phoenix put pressure on Utah one seed.
They did.
You had the Clippers, Mavericks, Blazers, Nuggets, all kind of jockeying for position within the Western Conference, and a couple of those teams clearly tanking. Denver, I mean, I took nothing away from yesterday's game outside of Portland took care of their business and they won the game. But Denver had no interest in winning. If you follow the Clippers, they lost to Houston and then they went and they lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They had no interest in winning. And the Dallas Mavericks had no interest in their last game against Minnesota. So while it built a lot of interest, you also had teams that were just openly not trying and trying to lose their game at that.
Yeah.
The Clippers is the one I'm going to circle the most. You know, Denver, I get it. A younger-ish team. You want to have a long journey here. And we can get into the Portland matchup itself because it seems like everybody in this city is convinced they're winning this series. But that being said, I get the Denver side of things. The Clippers is where I kind of my eyebrows raised of, really? Not only were they scared of the Lakers in round one, they were terrified of the Lakers in round two. Thus, they end up in the 4-5. Now, it's not a guarantee they avoid the Lakers. The Lakers could fall to the 8th seed. And if you think they're going to beat Utah, there you go. There's your second round matchup. But the Clippers, man, I hope they get everything they deserve. And that is not a Western Conference Finals appearance.
Well, and your note on Denver, too, they were damned if they do, damned if they don't, because they hold the tiebreaker over the Clippers. So even if they purposefully tanked that game to Portland, which they didn't show much interest, I don't know if they tanked it on purpose, they at least played their guys in the first half.
Come on, Dirk.
Well, I know, they showed little effort, I know, but I don't think it was like a
they
collective.
Should be down 20 after the first quarter.
I don't think it was like a collective decision in the locker room, let's lose this game to avoid a certain matchup in the first round. They just didn't have much interest because they had nothing to play for. And whether they won or lost, they were end up in the 3 seed because they had the tiebreaker over the Clippers. So it didn't really matter what they did. And if I were a Nuggets fan, honestly, I would have been frustrated that guys were even in there. Like seeing the effort in the first quarter, I would have yelled at my TV, get everybody out of there. They don't care about this game. There's nothing on the line. We're going to end up in the 3 seed because the Clippers are tanking to the worst team in the NBA. Like, let's just pull everybody and get our ass kicked and we'll play this team in the first round. The Clipper one, like, it takes a special level of tank in the final weekend of the regular season to lose to Houston and Oklahoma City. Like, wrap your mind around that. I didn't quite realize, I don't follow every NBA market as closely as some like you do. I didn't realize how bad things had gotten in Oklahoma City and that they had lost 23 out of 24 games or 24 out of 25, whatever it was. Like, that is insane because earlier in the year, they were playing actually at a decent clip. And I remember some people wondering, like, Oklahoma City can't tank right. They're supposed to be terrible this year. They've traded everybody. They got all these picks. why are they hovering around 500, which they were like a month and a half ago? And then they went on this crazy run to end the season where they just didn't win any games.
They want a top three pick. They want better odds.
They should. You know, hey, that's how you're going to rebuild things in Oklahoma City. So I don't blame them for doing that. But it puts it into perspective of what the Clippers lost to this weekend. It wasn't like they were playing borderline playoff teams or slightly under 500 teams. They're playing the two worst teams arguably in the NBA this year, Houston and Oklahoma City. And they lost both of those games on purpose to avoid a matchup in the first round and potentially the second round. When you're a team that has not proven anything in the postseason, when you're a team that came in last year and everybody picked you at the start of the year, nobody's going to beat the Clippers. Kawhi had just won a title. Paul George coming over. This team's going to be unstoppable. And then you're throwing shots off the side of a backboard in the second round.
Blowing a 3-1 lead.
And now you tell me where your mind's at going into the postseason.
Yep.
This was a thing that they planned out. They didn't want to play the Lakers. Nope. And the fact that you don't have the confidence to beat that team, a team that is now in the 8th seed or 7th seed in the Western Conference that has their two stars both banged up and barely playing going into the playoffs, that tells me where your head's
at. Well, you're tempting the basketball gods, one, because you're openly saying, give us Luka, give us the Mavericks. And look, they should be able to beat the Mavericks. I don't think the Mavericks are really all that an impressive team, but man, you're really tempting fate here. And I thought it was funny that Stotts did an interview over the weekend or pregame going into the game yesterday. And I saw a thing that said Stotts basically was asked about not giving it your all at the end of the year because of playoff positioning. And he basically said, don't tempt basketball gods. But there was a follow-up question about the year that they openly didn't play Dame and CJ the last game. Yes. And Anthony went out and balled out, won the game against Sacramento, and they didn't want to win. The one thing I'll push back on Stotts said they didn't openly try to lose that game, and I just kind of laughed. Yeah. Like, come on, Terry.
I mean, you didn't play anybody.
You didn't. You openly didn't want to win that game. You wanted to just rest, let Anthony get his shots up, and accept an L from the Kings for playoff positioning.
Sure.
And he somehow ended up winning that game with 30 points. Just, you know, be honest about it.
The difference back then, at least in their defense, was that you didn't used to have a week off. That's the head scratcher for me for teams sitting guys on the last game of the regular season. You're going to have a whole week off.
Yeah, but if you don't need, like, if you didn't need to win yesterday at all.
Like, when you used to play game 82 and then, like, 48 hours later, the playoffs began. There was a very brief kind of time off. So I get sitting guys at the end of the season. And sure, there's nothing to play for certain teams. But you're now, you played, all these teams played yesterday. And some of them might not play again until next Sunday. You're going to get a full week off. That's the whole play. That's the whole benefit for fighting for a top 6 seed.
But you say Denver, damned if they do, damned if they don't, right? They win, they're the 3 seed. They lose, they're the 3 seed.
Right, because the Clippers are losing.
Yeah, they played their guys, but man, I've watched enough Nuggets basketball this year. Just because you're out there doesn't mean you're out there.
Look,
you know,
like
what I mean?
Me playing rec league. Like,
that was conditioning.
We're not playing a lot of defense. We're just kind of going through the motions.
Not a lot. They didn't play any. Mike Malone was like, hey, just, get in foul trouble and get a couple blows in real quick and
toss up a couple of threes.
We'll put you on the bench. We don't really need to win this game. Let me ask you a very random question, and we'll get into the Blazers stuff. Say you're one of the top picks this year. Let's say you're fighting to be the number one pick in the NBA draft.
Okay.
Which team do you want to be drafted by? The Cleveland Cavaliers,
ooh,
the Oklahoma City Thunder, ooh, the Orlando Magic, the Detroit Pistons, or the Houston Rockets?
Oh, God.
Don't those all seem like awful ideas?
I mean, I would...
I can't even pick which situation I'd want to be in.
No on Cleveland, immediately no on Cleveland. No on Detroit. I don't want to live in Detroit.
I think you're taking the tax-free thing, aren't you?
I'm going to Orlando.
Aren't you going to Orlando or Houston?
I
think Houston's a giant mess.
Owner's excited.
Oklahoma City, to be honest with you.
Really?
You got to live in
Oklahoma City?
You got to live in Oklahoma City. That kind of sucks.
Oh, I've been there, dude. I've been there 3 times. It's not good.
But at least the idea of having all those draft picks gives me something to hope for in the future.
You also have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on your roster.
A good young piece there. Yeah. Minnesota, of all the teams that has a crack at it, now they got a long shot. Minnesota will probably be number one because Anthony Edwards looks like a stud.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I think I go OKC.
Okay. Well, Portland's got their first round matchup, and boy, is it for a lot of fans, I think it's the preferred matchup that they wanted. It's the one that everybody was begging for. We were all worried it was going to be the Clippers, and it kind of broke your way. Let's get into it. We'll get to it next. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All right, we got Howard Beck on the Daily Ticker today at 7:30. What has he made of all the playoff matchups that we have? Shout out the Milwaukee Bucks. You had a great year. Your first-round matchups, the defending Eastern Conference champion Miami Heat in round one.
That's a tough draw on the 3-6. Didn't think Miami would end up in the sixth seed at the start of the year.
And then if you get past Miami, good luck. You get Brooklyn in round two. So,
congratulations.
Philadelphia is going to sleepwalk their way to the Eastern Conference Finals. Actually, maybe in their benefit.
Oh, you're already sleeping on the Knicks and the Hawks in the second round? Come on, man. Nate McMillan coming in, playing feisty defense. Tibbs bringing Julius Randle into town.
You got to feel bad when Nate continues to never win a first-round series in his career.
Has he still never won one?
No.
They never got out of the first round one time in Indiana when he was there?
Nope.
Wow. I mean, I know he didn't in Portland, but yikes. That's a long run.
I did the swag thing. I said so confidently.
You did.
Now you're
now
making
Googling
me questioning it.
I
don't think he did.
He has won a playoff series, but that was all the way back in Seattle in 2004.
Well, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And they, 2004? They got to the conference semifinals in Seattle in 2004, 2005.
They lose to the Spurs that year?
I don't know. But yes, he was in the playoffs three times in Portland. They lost in the first round, as we remember, all 3 years. And then one, two, three, four straight years in Indiana, they lost in the first round of the playoffs.
So he's 1-7 in round ones?
Let's add a 1-8 in there because he lost in the first round one time in Seattle as well in 2001. Okay. One.
All right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good luck with that one.
Yikes. All right. Never mind.
So Portland's going to get Denver after everything. It's funny how there were a lot of people, and I'll put myself in this camp. We all thought it was going to be the Clippers.
We did.
Why did we think that?
Well, I didn't see the Clippers tanking to Houston and Oklahoma City. They had to lose both those games to fall out of the 3 seed.
Right, but why didn't we see that coming? Because if you look at it, there was always the prospect of the Lakers looming. And look, I can call them out all I want. Maybe it'll end up paying off that they avoid the Lakers in the first two rounds if the Lakers beat Golden State. But, you know, if it works, it works. We probably should have seen that coming a little more, right? Like, they might want to face the Lakers, but not until the Western Conference Finals.
Well, there was also the idea that I was scared of yesterday, that you had the chance with potentially the Lakers seeing the halftime score in Portland and pulling their guys in the second half. Because the Blazers were up huge. I mean, that game was over in the first quarter. We all knew it. We were texting back and forth during. I mean, that thing was done early.
But if you're not watching it, though, if you're just scoreboard watching, you don't know what the flow or energy of that game is.
You don't, but I would. If I was surprised that the Lakers didn't have somebody at least, you know, bug down in the locker room and say, hey, Denver's not trying. If we don't want to risk injury here in the second half, there's nothing to play for. And if that would have happened, Portland would have ended up in the 5 seed because it would have just been them and Dallas tied, and they had the tiebreaker over Dallas. So they would have ended up playing the Clippers in the first round after all of that. So it took almost everything falling into place for this to happen to Portland. They needed to win. They needed, you know, the Lakers to win, Dallas to lose. They needed all these scenarios to happen, and they ended up taking place. Maybe we should have seen the Clippers tanking. I don't know. I was pretty caught off guard by that. Not just the fact that they lost, but the fact of who they lost to. And I don't know. That wasn't on my radar that you would be thinking that far ahead. And that's scared of a team that's injured right now in the first round.
Like I know.
You have Kawhi and Paul George. Like, what are you doing? You're really that's. Like, I get it. The Blazers wanted to do that. Hey, I'm all for it, man. We don't have a LeBron and Anthony Davis. But when you got a two-headed monster like the Clippers do, that's a weak look.
So it's going to be Denver. It's not the Clippers. I think everybody in this city, however you feel about the matchup, we did a poll question, and a poll question is not representative of every fan, obviously, but man, it is like overwhelming how many fans are confident they're winning this series. And I'm right there with them.
People are feeling great.
I think if you were going to drop any first round matchup, you couldn't have picked a better opponent. You are getting Denver. Without Jamal Murray, Will Barton's been out since April with hamstring issues. He sat out the finale. There's, you know, still talk of, is he going to be available even with a week's rest? Yeah. He might not be. And so you're rolling out Capazzo, little Frankie Capazzo from Europe against Dame and CJ and Norman Powell. Look, Michael Porter's been really stinking good since Jamal Murray went out. Go look at his numbers.
He has been fantastic.
Jokic is going to win the league MVP. But it's
pretty cut and dry to me. Of the teams you wish you could play in round one, you were wishing the most for Denver. Now, that's not a given, and I love this matchup for them. Call me a honk. I don't really care. That doesn't bother me. I really think they're winning the series. I just love the matchup. I really do. But this is all hinging on one player. It ain't Dame. We know Dame's going to play well. Mm-hmm. To me, it ain't even CJ. I know CJ can ball out against Denver. I saw it in game 7. It's number 27. And he had a nice little game yesterday. Jokic didn't care. Jokic wasn't trying. They didn't care collectively as a team. This is, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, this is his first playoff to go do something. He's either been injured, not been available at all, come back from the injury too late, or he got his ass kicked.
Or had to face Anthony Davis. The two times he's played in the playoffs, he's had to play Anthony Davis.
That has basically been the Jusuf Nurkić in the postseason that the Blazers have had since they made the trade with Plumlee for him. This series is him. You can't beat Jokic. He's not better than Jokic. He's not... I don't even know if he's the next tier down. Jokic is amazing.
He's the MVP of the league for a reason.
But if you can go out there and get 15 and 11, boy, you're gonna nullify a lot of what Jokic does and kind of offset it and help you win the matchup even more in your three-guard lineup.
Yeah, it's a big confidence booster. I know that Denver didn't care about that game yesterday, but at least for Nurkić, a guy that I think really relies on having confidence and feeling good, he should have it after that game yesterday. And then, you had the big trade deadline headline out of this series as well. They went out and got Aaron Gordon. The Blazers didn't get Aaron Gordon. Every fan wanted them to get Aaron Gordon. And he was argued as kind of the missing piece, a number three player that Denver needed. Now you get to find out his value because they moved a lot to go get Aaron Gordon. And that'd be pretty unfortunate for them to lose in the first round. But this is the matchup everybody wanted. And I'm just glad. It's like you watch a television show for 3 seasons and we finally get the big reveal in the finale of season 3. We finally get the reveal. Like, is this team, are they for real? Yep. Is this winning streak worth it? Are they going to make some noise? Or is this going to be a one round and done exit? And we're going to have to look in the mirror and ask some hard questions in the offseason.
I think that's a good question to kick off hour number two with. Are you buying the turnaround that they had 10 and 2 in their last 12 with pretty good wins over some good teams to put themselves in the playoff to be the sixth seed? They're taking on Denver. How you feeling about the matchup? 503-250-1080. We'll kick off hour number two with that on Odyssey and Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.